Blackstone Audio presents Over Winter, A Werewolf Tale by David Wellington. For Adelaide. Prologue. Tucker's Last Stand was the rowdiest bar in the town of Mendon, Alaska. But when the naked woman staggered in through the front door, it was still enough to make Greg Thomas's jaw drop. He was the town doctor and had seen some pretty crazy things in his time, but still. From her post behind the bar, Margie Hurlwhite let out a low whistle and put down the glass she'd been filling. The four men at the bar turned to look all at once, and none of them said a word. Three of them were old fishermen with hands so cut up and weathered they could barely hold a knife anymore. Thomas, the fourth, stood up so fast he knocked over his stool. The noise was loud enough to drown out the radio, but nobody bothered to look away from the naked visitor. Thomas wiped his hands on his pants.
"Well, hi there," he said when it was clear no one else was going to welcome the newcomer.
She looked him right in the eye and smiled. Didn't say a word. She was beautiful, he thought. Far lovelier a creature than any woman in Mendon had a right to be, with long red hair that fell across her eyes and shaded her face but totally failed to cover her breasts, not to mention the rest of her. She looked like she might be 20, or maybe younger. Just a girl. He wiped his hands on his hips again, because suddenly they were sweaty. It had been a long time since his wife had died, and he'd never bothered much with women since then. But this one. Except maybe it wasn't exactly lust he was feeling in his heart at that moment. There was something about this girl. Maybe it was that she wasn't making any effort to cover herself up. That she wasn't shivering, even with snowflakes flecking her hair like glitter. It was just below freezing outside, and her feet were wet, as if she'd been walking in the snow. But she looked as though if you put a hand on her arm, you might just get burned.
"You got a good enough look, Doc, to make a diagnosis?"
Margie asked, rushing around the end of the bar to drag the girl inside, away from the door. She stopped before she could touch the girl's skin, though, and mostly just waved her toward the back and the pair of red leather booths there. Margie's tone had been thick with sarcasm, but Thomas shook his head and answered anyway.
"Hypothermia's my guess. We got to get her warm."
He stripped off his parka and wrapped it around the girl, which got him another smile. This one warm with gratitude.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?